Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all. Come on. We got it going. We got it going like this.
on, y'all. Hump day, y'all. Let's get it up. Come on, y'all. Via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, as well as those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, welcome to the show, guys, and this is, we're looking at another beautiful day. That's the way it is in springtime, right? That's the way it is in May in Georgia, right? That's the way it is in July, June, in Georgia. So when you think about the weather here in Georgia, I know that people say, it gets hot in Georgia. Yeah, it gets hot. And we like it like that, okay? And, you know, I'd rather be hot, cold any day. Because if you're hot, you know, you can usually find some water, a lake or a pool or something that you can get in and cool off, right? But when it's cold outside, there isn't always heat to be found, right? You have to try to start a fire or something to get the heat going. But when it's warm outside, you can find some shade or water or something in order to cool off, right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, a couple of things from the news, and this is what I tell people all the time, and I'm not saying this to bring light to Facebook, but what I am saying this to let you guys know that you can't believe everything that you read or see on Facebook. Okay? Now, after posting my show notes out on Facebook today, I looked and I saw a posting from someone that had a face of T.I. and a face of Floyd Mayweather on there, and said, and the captions read that Floyd Mayweather's tour bus was shot up. Okay, somebody shot into the tour bus, killed two people, and now they have T.I. in for questioning. Now, that's something that would have been on the news, right? That's something that would have been all over the news, I believe. And because it wasn't, that makes me believe that it's not true. Someone's just putting something out there trying to keep the fire stoked on the story. Okay? And that's not good. Okay? Let those people handle their fire themselves. All right? You don't have to put anything false information. You don't have to put any false information out there trying to stoke the fire. If the fire is going to get stoked, it's going to get stoked by them. Right? So don't put these accusations out there and things when you don't know the facts. Okay? Just don't do it. You know, you may find yourself in a hell of a mess with that, and that's not good for you. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's word of the day is aberration. 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 An aberration, the noun of aberration, means a departure from what is normal, usual, or expected. Typically, one that is unwelcome. So a sentence was, they described the outbreak of violence in the area as an aberration. Okay? It's not normal. It's a departure from what is normal. Okay, it's not normal for the violence to be there. Okay, a departure from the usual. Not usually violence in that area. Okay, so I heard this word this morning on a talk show, and they said his aberration. The aberration. So that means that he wasn't doing things that he normally do. He departed from his normal stuff. Okay? He wasn't his normal self. He was out there. He was, you know, going crazy. It was on a basketball show. And so that's aberration. Okay? Now, a little more in the news is that this guy from the owner from the Los Angeles Clippers, Mr. Sterling, who's in the news more than anyone else these days, saying that he's ready to fight the NBA to retain his team. Now, why do this? Why do this? Because I think that now it's just a matter of, you know, throwing away money. And just trying to keep this out there as long as he can. It's not going to go away, Mr. Sterling. It's not going to be something that they change their minds about. It's just going to be tied up in the court system. Okay? And because of that, it's just bringing more light to your situation. And you're just dumping money out for no reason. But you may have your reasons or whatever, but, you know, and these lawyers, they sit around with you and say, oh, yeah, we can fight this. Yeah, they say that because they want the money. They want money to fight for you. They want to put those invoices in on your desk so you can pay. They want that money. They know you've got it. So, you know, with me, I mean, the team is worth anywhere from $500 to $800 million. If I were him, I would go ahead and sell the team, make an apology, and say, hey, you know, I screwed up. A lot of people do it all the time. People make mistakes. And because you made a mistake, you want to fight against it and say that it wasn't really a mistake? Well, it's not going to happen. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, guys, today's show, today's episode is entitled, What is Your Answer When Your Fiancé Asks You to Sign a Prenuptial Agreement? What's your answer? I mean, this is a very general yet straightforward subject that we'll discuss for the people that are asked to sign the prenuptial agreement, okay? And we're going to discuss this from a man and a woman's point of view, all right? And so if you want to weigh in on this, you can call in 818-301-5834. Now, a lot of people say, well, what's a prenuptial agreement? A prenuptial agreement is only an agreement that is formed before the nuptials. Prenuptial. A nuptial is your marriage. When you go and say your vows to get married, they call that nuptial. So a prenuptial agreement is before marriage. Before marriage agreement, okay? And you hear about this through a lot of the people that have a lot of money, a lot of the sports guys and a lot of movie stars and people like that that have a lot of money. They usually want their fiance to sign a prenuptial agreement saying that if this marriage doesn't make it, then, you know, this is what you get, or this is what you don't get, okay? You don't get my money, all right? You came into this with your money. I came into this with my money. We're going to leave with your money, and I'm going to leave with my money, right? That's a prenuptial agreement, okay? But from a man's standpoint, from my standpoint, if I was engaged to a woman that had lots of money, okay, lots of property and this kind of stuff, I was engaged to her, and she came to me and asked me to sign a prenuptial agreement before marriage, then according to what's in it, if it's in it about money, this and that, then I probably than I would to sign agreement. Myself, I wouldn't sign a prenuptial agreement because, hey, if we're going to get together, you're going to take care of me, you're going to tell me, hey, I don't want to work for that lifestyle that she has put me through over the last few years that we've been together. So I wouldn't sign a prenuptial agreement. Okay? I mean, if we're truly in love with each other, then there should be no qualms about whose is what. Right? When you get married, you form a bond, you form as one. Right? That's why you light this unity candle. Two candles, he hold one and she hold one, and you light up one candle, and then that symbolizes you guys' union. And then you blow the one that you held out, and she blows the one that she held out. Now you've got one candle burning. That means that now we're one. Okay? That means it's one money. Okay? It's not two monies. It's one money. Your money is not your money anymore. Her money is not her money anymore. It's y'all's money. Okay? Prenuptial agreement thing, as far as a man's point of view, from my point of view, is not something that I would sign. Okay? And then as far as from a woman's point of view, I can't really do that because I'm not a woman. but I can give my opinion, right? It's my show. So I'm going to give my opinion of the what maybe a woman would think about a prenuptial agreement. Now, a lot of times, women are caught in this situation because they're, you know, they sign this prenuptial agreement, and
at the end of it all, they end up with nothing. Well, I wouldn't say that they end up with nothing, but I would say that they don't end up with half the money or anything like that. Then a lot of them do end up with half the money because they didn't sign a prenuptial agreement. And because they didn't sign a prenuptial agreement and they already had premonitions in their mind already, you know, a lot of times, and I'm not saying just women, I'm saying men and women, they'll tell their spouses or their fiancés anything to get the marriage done. Once they get the marriage done, they're not in love. Okay? They may have told you that they were in love, but then they're not in love with you. They're just marrying you for your money. And then they cause havoc. They create havoc. So that the next thing that's done is that he's asking for a divorce. Well, okay, let's get a divorce. No big deal. But I'm taking half the money. Because we didn't have a prenuptial agreement. So I'm taking half the money. And that's what happens. Happened to Tiger Woods. Happened to Michael Jordan. Happened to a lot of the big names. But in some of those instances, like Michael Jordan, he had been with his wife or whatever since college. And I don't know how, if they were knew each other before college, but they were together since college. And he had nothing. He didn't have any money then. Stayed together over the years, and he became this mega star and making lots and lots of money. And they were together. I mean, they created this money together. Okay? So when they got a divorce, then she took half the money, over $300 million. All right? And that was tough for him. But at the same time, when you look at it in hindsight, then it really wasn't, because this guy's got hella money now, okay? And I don't know if she was being bad with him and holding him back or whatever their problems were, but that's what happens when you don't have a prenuptial agreement. And I believe that was fair, because he didn't have that before the marriage. He acquired all this during the marriage. And who's to say that she didn't have a hand in it? Okay, we don't know. So we don't know all the particulars of it, but she got over $300 million. Okay? So as far as a prenuptial agreement goes there, that didn't happen. So, you know, that was one of those things, right? But then a lot of people say, well, I have a prenuptial agreement. If you love me, why do we need a prenup? We're going to be together for the rest of our lives. What's a prenuptial agreement? So I believe that when people ask you to sign a prenuptial agreement, that's, you know, you better be careful of that, because that may be a way of you signing your life away, signing your retirement away, signing away something. So watch what you're doing there. And I always say, if you're asking me to sign a prenuptial agreement, that means that you're not positive that your love's going to last throughout our lives. Marriage is supposed to be a lifetime thing, right? Are you thinking that? A lot of times it's not, because people get married for the wrong reasons. And so why have a prenuptial agreement? Is that what you're saying? If that's what you're saying, then we can just call it quits now. I'll go my way and you go yours. Right? What's the deal there? And you're throwing this out there. I don't get it. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. What is your answer when your fiancé asks you to sign a prenuptial agreement? My answer is no, no, and hell no. Okay? I'm not signing a prenuptial agreement. I don't think I would ask my fiancé to sign a prenuptial agreement. I mean, you got to be sure that this is the person for you. You got to be sure that she is the one for you. Okay? You got to be sure. You may want to take a few years to find out before you get married. All right? Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and I appreciate it. I hope you guys take care of yourselves. It's Wednesday. It's hump day tomorrow. 23 and a half hours right here on the Frank Williams Show. Take care, guys, and have a great day.
Have been the kind of person that you really are now.